Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on February 18 regarding Harold Hall, H-A-L-L. Harold Hall is a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/19/20 when he was lifting milk. Pretty states he lifts 100 to 150 cases per shift. But initially, he felt pain behind his left shoulder blade. Period, he denies going to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he now expresses that the body parts that were affected were his neck and back. Period, he did have 4 injections with no help. Period, surgery was discussed, but he declined. Period, at this point, he's just taking pain medications. Period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Hall alleged he was picking up a box of milk and placing it on a pallet at chest level. Period, he felt sharp pain in his neck, shoulder blade on the left side, causing him to drop the box. Period, he tried to continue but could not. Period, he claims to have permanent injuries in the form of C3-4 right paracentral disc herniation abutting the ventral surface of the cord, semicolon C4-5 broad-based central disc herniation abutting the ventral surface of the cord, semicolon C5-6 right paracentral disc herniation compressing the right ventral surface of the cord, resulting in right neural foraminal stenosis and compression of right C6 nerve root, semicolon C6-7 central disc. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show he was initially seen at work unit on 6/19/20. Period, we will insert what is marked from your cover letter as far as his treatment at this and subsequent facilities. Period. They noted he had been employed by the insured for 12 years and did have recorded prior work-related injuries. Period, he stated, when moving the boxes, they weighed approximately 30 pounds. Period. He followed up with this group over the ensuing weeks, concurrent with physical therapy. Period. In paragraph on 8/12/20, he was seen by Dr. Lopez at Concentra. These findings will be inserted as marked for your cover letter. Parachute also came into the pain management care of Dr. Jarmain, J-A-R-M-A-I-N, also at U.S. Medical Group. On 8/19/20, period, he noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, as well as cervical spine MRI done on 8/5/20, period. He reported a little relief with the medications he is currently taking. Pretty asserted, alleging a work injury on 6/19/21 when repeatedly lifting boxes at work that resulted in new moderate to severe left posterior lateral neck pain, comma left periscapular shoulder pain, comma left head pain, comma with mild left shoulder weakness. Period. He recited the interpretation of the MRI as was mirrored on the claim petition. Period. He placed him on light duty activities and planned on performing injections. Period. He did undergo cervical epidural injection on 9/24/20, 10/29/20, and 12/8/20. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Gallagher performed an EMG on 3/30/21 to be inserted here. Period. He was also seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 4-6-21. Period. We will insert what is marked from your cover letter and any relevant findings from this progress note that I have marked. The petitioner indicated prior to this accident he had not had prior medical care or imaging related to these complaints. The injury occurred due to lifting about 4 gallons of milk when he felt a sharp pain in his shoulder. Period. He belatedly described being diagnosed with a concussion after a work injury 4 to 5 years earlier, but he was suspended pending investigation and missed work because of that rather than his injury. Period. He denied any previous injuries related to motor vehicle accidents. Period. Dr. Mager performed a physical exam, noted the EMG was not yet available, and reviewed the recent MRI. Period. He ordered a new cervical spine MRI for potential surgical planning. Period. At the visit of 5-7-21, he described the results of the MRI from 4-14-21. That will be inserted as marked. Period. They discussed treatment options, including medication and possible surgical intervention. They elected to pursue treatment with medications. Pretty followed up with Dr. Mager through 7-23-21. Period. The petitioner reported some benefit from his gabapentin, but did not think it allows him to work in an unrestricted capacity. Period. He has essentially reached maximum medical improvement with no additional treatment beyond his gabapentin being necessary. Period. Work restrictions were placed at medium duty. The prior records show Mr. Hall was seen at Crozer Emergency Room on 9/11/14. He said he fell off of a forklift, had a possible loss of consciousness, was dragged several feet, and was slow to respond as per EMS. Pretty complained of back pain at that time. Period. Diagnostic studies done to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with a concussion for which he was admitted to receive further medical attention. Period. He was seen by Dr. Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S, for a consultation. Period. He related falling flat onto his back and was pulled by the other person's forklift hooked into his harness. Period. He hit his head with brief loss of consciousness. Period. Neurology was being asked to see him, secondary to questionable brief, quote, shaking, end quote, noted by his mother while he was asleep. But there were no nursing reports of abnormal movements or seizure-like activities since admission. Period. Dr. Bermas thought he could have a mild concussion. Apparently, it was not clear that he actually had a seizure, but he was neurologically intact at that time. Apparently, he would only start Keppra if he had a seizure. Relative to his headaches, he recommended avoidance of narcotics, including oxycodone and morphine, but suggested a trial of a non-steroidal. record, she did not think he needed an EEG at that time. Period. New paragraph on 9/17/14, he was seen at a WorkNet. Period. They diagnosed head concussion and cervical sprain with mild lumbar strain. Period. He related having an EEG that was normal, and his spasms were thought to only be muscle spasms. Period. He was admitted to the hospital for 3 days. Period. He was then referred for physical therapy. Period. On 10/6/14, the petitioner returned to Kennedy Emergency Room for evaluation of a headache. Petty stated this began on 9/10/14 when he fell off of a machine at work. Period. He underwent a CAT scan of the head to be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released on Percocet for a diagnosis of cephalgia. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Active combined extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He had decreased sensation to the tips of the left long ring and small fingers, but these were intact on the right. Extremities lower. Delete spine cervical. He was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, he was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral, straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Aversion. Impressions. Harold Hall alleges to have been injured at work on 6/19/20, as noted above. Period. He underwent an extensive diagnostic workup and course of treatment with various specialists. Period. He had an EMG on 3/30/21 to be inserted here. Period. He evidently also had an MRI of the cervical spine. Period. He was treated with injection therapy and medications, but no surgical intervention. Period. Mr. Hall has a documented record of a prior injury from work on 9/11/14. Period. At that time, he underwent numerous diagnostic studies, including a CAT scan of the cervical spine. That reflects pre-existing symptoms here. Period. However, he currently denies having any such previous injuries. Period. He also denies being in any motor vehicle accidents, including one from 12/31/07. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Hall found him to be neurologically intact. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, as well as both upper extremities. Period. He had no weakness or atrophy. Period. He did have subjectively diminished pimple sensation in only the tips of the left long ring and small fingers. Period. This does not follow anatomic dermatomes. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine regardless of cause. Period. The morphology and distribution of his multi-level disc disease comports with the natural degenerative process in an aging individual. Period. They would not have been caused by lifting milk cases at work, period, or overheat. In fact, had previous injuries, including to his cervical spine, period. We will compare the results of the CAT scan of the neck done at that time compared to the more recent studies, period, and that is the end.